The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Ketubot has been dedicated by our dear friend Mr. Elliot Shasho. Hashem Yishmineu V'Hayehu. May the zikut of the limud of Masechet Ketubot stand for him that he should have Be'azat Hashem, Hashanah Tovah Mborechet, Osher Ve'osher V'Chavod, Shalom Bayit V'Hatzlacha Bechol Ma'aseh Yadav. And Be'azat Hashem, may he continue to be a supporter of Torah and all holy projects. Amen. Daf Ayin Aleph. Today's daf is being studied. The Alanish Fat Avraham Ben Esther. Wa Hashem Tirhan Begin Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied. Rifu Ashenema Yosef Ben Sarah and Sarah Bat Rachel. El Na Refanadahem Betoch She'ar Chole Amo Yisrael. Amen. We begin today's daf on Ayin Amud Bet, and we are 3, 6, 8 lines from the bottom, starting with the first word on the line. Gufa, we learned previously, Hamudar Hana'am Mechavero, a person makes a neder against his friend, that what? He's not going to allow him to have any Hana'a from him. Right? He's banning his friend from having any Hana'a from him. Ve'en lo mayuchaba, he realizes his friend doesn't have anything to eat. Holech etzel Hanbani Aragilis, so he goes to a Hanbani, a shopkeeper, that he's friendly with. Ve'omed lo, and he tells him, Ish peloni mudar Hana'am Mimini, this guy over here is not allowed to have any benefit from me. But I don't know what to do for him. Who noten lo? So the shopkeeper can give the guy food, and then he can come back and get paid. Which means that's the way to do it, in the way where you're not giving it directly. You can give a remiss to the shopkeeper, and the shopkeeper will take care of the guy. Now, beto did not, or a similar thing. He makes a neder. This guy cannot have any hana from me. Okay, but he needs his house to be built. Beto libnot, v'gedero ligdor, or he needs his fence to be fenced. V'sadeh uliksoder, he needs to cut his field. Olech etzel po'adim aragilim etzot, so the guy can go get the next workers that he's friendly with. V'omed lehen ish peloni mudar ana'a mimini. What am I going to do? This guy already, he's not allowed to have any ana'a from me because I made a nidid. V'eni yudaya ma'ayseh lo. I don't know what to do. He needs his house to be fixed and so on and so forth. Hen osin ermo. They do the job. They come back and they get the payment. Oh, now we give a different case. Case number three. Let's say both these guys are walking down the street. They're walking together. Okay, now he made a neder. This guy cannot have any hana'a from him. But that guy has nothing to eat. So he gives the food to a third party. He says, I'm giving you this as a matana. And then the guy who's mudar ana could take it from the third party and eat it. Umutar. And that's considered permissible because he's not giving him directly. He gave the food stuff to a third party. Now he's taking it from the third party. So therefore that's one, it's a legal loophole how to get around this problem. V'im en sham acher. But now what do you do if they're the only two guys walking down the street and the guy has to eat and he's mudar ana? Maniyah al gabeh sela, so you put the food down on the rock, or al gabeh gedir, or on the fence. Ve'omer harein mufkarim lechol mi shiachpos. Make the item hefker. Ve'hala notel ve'ochel umutar, which means I'm not giving you. It's not my item. I made it hefker. Therefore, mutzmudar ana. I'm not giving you items for myself that I own, but the hefker is taking it from its ownerless. However, the Biyoseh says that case over there, we're not going to allow you to make it hefker, so the mudar ana will be able to take it. Why? Amarava, my time under Biyoseh, gezera mishum ma'aseh de bet horon. Because of the story that took place in Bet Horon, it's a Gemara in the Darim, which tells the story of a father and son that had a mudar hana'a relationship. They were not, you know, they were said hana'a to each other. And what happened? Now the son's making a wedding. So the son wants the father to come to the wedding. So, but there's mudar ana'a. So what does he do? He goes to a third party and he tells him, listen, this party and the food over here and all this stuff, it's yours. What is he saying it's yours for? So now when the father comes to the party, it's not the son that's giving him the ana'a. The stuff belongs to the third party. So what did the third party say? It's mine. I want to make everything hikdash. So the guy says, no, I'm not giving it to you to make it hikdash. I'm giving it to you so I can get my father to come to the party. So the Gemara said, no. When you give somebody an item, you have to give it to him to the extent where if he wants to make an ekdesh, he can make an ekdesh. And in this case over here, he's only giving it to him so his father can have an ah. That's not considered a legitimate case. So that case, the rabbi said, doesn't work. Similarly, the Biyosin was goes in this case over here, that he's not going to allow the fellow to make the item hefker, because it looks obvious that the only reason why you're making it hefker is in order so he can get it. So therefore, it looks like it's like a trick that you're doing. It doesn't really look like you're really being mafkir it. it looks like you're just trying to give it to, you know, find a way to give it to him. So then we made a gezerah, and just like in Bet Horon, right, they were osir it. So to this case also, Rabbi Yosef was osir. Comes the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, B'Yisrael Chodesh Echad. Now let's review the case of the Mishnah. We had a machloket between Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda regarding a person, let's say, that says he's not going to give his wife mezonot for a certain amount of time. So the Mishnah said, according to Tanakama, it's 30 days. I mean, 30 days, the neder is considered a neder, and in the interim, a panas will go and give the mezonot, right? And then Rabbi Yehuda came along and said, Chodesh. So what's the difference between the two shitot? He says, Shalashim Yom, and he says, Chodesh. The Chavra is the same, it's the same shi'ur. Right, Shalashim Yom is a month. So the Gemara says, Hanu Tanakama, which is Rabbi Yehuda, Shita of Shalashim Yom is actually the same Shita of Tanakama. They both say basically a month is the time that the you can make this neder to be kayam. So Amar Abaye Kohenet Atala Shmeina. So the first answer is no. The Nafkamina is not by Yisrael. You're right. By Yisrael, everybody agrees it's a month. The Nafkamina is going to be by a Kohenet, which is Rabbi Yehuda, if you remember the Mishnah said by a Kohenet, it's 2 months. Why? Because he's delaying the process for a Kohen, because once he gets divorced, he can't take her back. So therefore, Tanakama did not make a haluk between the Yisrael and the Kohen. He holds that the cutoff point for both of them is going to be a month, which is if he makes a neder, I'm taking away your mezonot for more than a month, the deen is what? Divorce immediately, and he has to pay her a ketubah. Doesn't matter whether it's Yisrael or a Kohen. Ah, Rabbi Yehuda is coming to argue, not by the Yisrael case. He agrees the 1 month rule by Yisrael, but he says that by a Kohen, since if you're going to get divorced, you can't take her back, so therefore he gives a longer grace period, which is 2 months. So that's enough coming out. Okay, but I give a different answer. That's the answer that we gave the first answer. Rava Amar, Chodesh Malev, Chodesh Hased, Ika Benayu. No, there's another enough coming out. Between a full month and not a full month. Which, when you say Chodesh Malev, it's 30 days. When you say Chodesh Hased, it's 29 days. So Tanakama's language was what? Tanakama was Shloshim Yom. Shloshim Yom is Chodesh Malev. Rabbi Yehuda's language was Chodesh. So Chodesh is a lunar month. What's a lunar month? 29 days. So therefore, that's enough Kemina. They're not saying the same thing. One is saying the cutoff is 30 days. That's Tanakama. The Buddha holds say 29 days. So that's two answers to the question with the enough Kemina between Tanakama and the Buddha is Amar Rav. Now Rav comes along and gives a very important condition to this Mishnah. This condition, we've learned it in a previous Mishnah. Now we're going to see it again. Lo shanu ela b'mifaresh. Which means that which we said the machlok between Tanakama and the Yehuda, let's say by the month, and then we said what that you have a month, and then the neder is considered the kayam because that's the maximum you can go. That's talking because you were mefarish, because she explicitly said 1 month. So then already it's a month. Aval bistam. However, if let's say you just left it open ended, which means you didn't say a time, so then the deen is yotzi le'altar. Then already you have to divorce immediately, v'yitein ketubah, and you give a ketubah. Which means, let's see, b'mefaresh, shepiresh shiloshim yom. That's explicitly said, shiloshim yom, hu telo chafinan laleotzi. Then we say he doesn't have to get divorced, ila yamid panas. Of course he gives the panas. But if let's say he just said, I'm not giving mezonot, he didn't give a time. He didn't give a time, open-ended, divorce immediately, and she gets the ketubah. Aval b'stam yutzel v'nekadu Shmuel amar afilu b'setam. Even if it's open ended, he didn't say a time. Lo yutzi, we're not yutzi until after 30 days. Why? Shemi yimsa petach l'nidro. Do you remember? Which is the guy made a neder now, right? Maybe within 30 days, the guy will be able to find a way to retroactively get himself out of the neder. How does that work? He goes to the rabbi. The rabbi asks some questions. If you would have known this and this, would you have ever made the neder again? No. So that's already a petach l'nidro. So he says, even b'stam, you give him the 30-day period, and I said, after 30 days, if you couldn't find the petach, then of course you got to get divorced at that point. But he still gets the 30 days to find a petach l'nidro. So it comes to Gemara and says, va'iflegu b'hadazimna. This machloket of Rav and Shmuel, we had it already. We had it in a different case. Where did nan? We had it in the previous Mishnah. Hamadir et eshto mitashmish amita. Right? Person, let's say, made a neder. He was madir et eshto, his wife, from tashmish amita, from relations. Yeah? So, how do we explain that case over there? Now, the Baal, we know, is mishu'bat to have tashmish amita with his wife. That's one of his obligations in the ketubah. They call that onata. So he cannot be osir the tashmish on his wife, because that's one of his obligations. So that Mishnah is over there where he's saying, Hana'at tashmishech alai, which is he's forbidding himself from the Hana'ah of He's not forbidding her to the tashmich. He's forbidding himself, because he cannot say it to his wife. He's mishramat to his wife. That's her rights. But he's forbidding himself from the tashmish, right? Hana'at tashmishech alai. He's forbidding himself from hana'a. So what's the deen? Well, bottom line, he still can have relations. Either way, what he says. But we just want to give a case where his nidr can be hal. Which is, if he was a sinning her, the nidr is not even hal bichlal. Because it's the shabud. He's asserting himself. Good. So Betshemai says maximum the nidr can last for is 2 weeks. And we know, because that's the maximum. It's like a lady can go without the tashmish, which is not infringing. Betelomrim Shabbat Tahat. Betelel says, it's 1 week. Now the she'ilah is, what did he say in his nidr? So Ve'amar Rav, Rav said, Machloket b'mefarish. This whole Machloket Betshemai Betelel is, let's say where he's explicitly said, that what? I'm asserting tashmish on me for 1 week. Okay, 1 week, nidr is kayam, after 1 week, it's fine. About bistam, but let's see, he just says, I'm osetting myself to the tashmish. He doesn't give a time, it's open-ended. Yotzi le'altar. So Rav says what? Get. Immediately, v'yitin ketubah. And he has to pay the ketubah, because it's his problem. He's forbidding her from the tashmish. Ushmuel amar, afilu bistam, even if it's not open-ended, lo yotzi shema yimsa petach l'nidro. Same concept, which is maybe within the week period, let's say, for Betelel, maybe in that time he'll find a petach to, retroactively absolve himself from the nedir, and therefore will be permissible. So therefore he comes along and says that you don't be motzi right away, you only be motzi after a week. So bottom line, you have the same machlok between Rav and Shmuel. What do you need the machloket by mizonot, and you need the machloket also by tashmish? It's the same machloket between mefarish and setan. Kebra says, Sericha, you need both cases. Di'i itmar behahi, which is if you only had the case of Tashmish. Behahi ka'amar Rav. In that case, you know why Rav said, you got to get divorced right away. Mishum de lo efshar bepanas. Because you cannot, send a third party to fulfill his obligations of Tashmish. Aval beha, but in the case of Mizonot, efshar bepanas, which is the 30-day period, she can still get a Mizonot, so she's not going to get hurt. Maybe you'll be modeled to Shmuel. Now we go the other way. If you gave me the case of Mezonot, the reason why Shmuel says don't get a divorce right away, because she's going to be taken care of through a panas during the 30 days. But in the case of the Tashmish, you have to get a divorce right away, because she's going to lose out from the Tashmish, because she's going to do it on the panas. That's why you need both cases to teach you the Hadush, Ben Lerav, and Ben Lishmuel. Comes the Gemara, continues Tenan. We learned the case in our Mishnah. Hamadir et ishto. A guy makes a nidr against his wife. Shelot tit'om mehad mekol haperot. Right? That she shouldn't eat, she's banned from eating, let's say, one of the fruits. Right? He's osetting one of the fruits on her, that she cannot have hana from it. Yotzi. Immediate divorce. V'yitein ketubah. Now we have to understand exactly the nature of this case. Okay, what exactly we're talking about. So the Gemara says, Bishlama lirav. Now we have to understand. The first case, she gave her 30 days. In the case of the Mizonot, she has 30 days. So he has 30 days before the divorce takes place. When it came to the Perot case, it's immediate. What's going on here? Why the Perot case, where he's saying that she cannot have a certain peri? Oh, you're sending her? That's because it's like a neder of Inui Nefesh, where she's, you're causing her tzal that she cannot have a certain fruit. Right away. What's the difference? Why don't you get 30 days? Just like my Mizonot. So Rav can answer, kan bistam, kan bimifarish. Meaning, he can say that the resha was mefarish 30 days. So when you mefarish 30 days, you get 30 days. The sefa, he just said, the perot asur to you bestam. Stam, it's open ended. Open ended already. What's the deen? The get is immediate. So I can explain the hiluk and the mishnah, kam mefarish, kam bestam. So it's very important to understand. Rav learns the sefa, the case of the perot where the husband's making the vow. The husband's saying, you're forbidden to eat a certain fruit over there. Okay? However, Ela Lishmuel, Shmuel, who says it doesn't matter, even if you're mefarish, even if it's stam, you still have time. So to answer that question that you're asking, he said, well, how can he oser perot on the lady? She can't oser something on somebody else. So explanation is the way the Medina Shonim learned that he was oser something that he has rights on and made a contingent on if she eats the peri. For example, I'm osering you from my nechassim if you eat this peri. Now that he can make a neder on because of the nechassim is. Or he says, I'm asserting myself from your tashmish if you're going to eat this peri. Okay, that already is, it's in his rights. Good, so according to Rav, that's where you can learn the Mishnah. The Resh is talking about where he was mefaresh, where he said the 30 days, therefore you have 30 days. When the Sefer was talking about Stam, so Stam, you need a divorce immediately, and you have to give her a ketubah. However, the Shmuel Kasha, why is it called the Shmuel Kasha? Because according to Shmuel, even Stam, you have the time. Even Stam, you have time. She's not getting 30 days at least. So Gemara says, Kegon Shenadrahi, the kiyem la I. Oh, so now we learn a different way, Kota Shmuel. The case is talking about where she actually made the neder. She came along and said, I'm forbidding myself to have this type of fruit over here. And the husband heard the neder. And what did he do? Kiyem. Either he kept quiet or he actually said, I want this neder to be kayam. Oh, now who's the Tana of our Mishnah that was talking about this case? We have a rule. Stam Tana, Rabbi Meir. So the kasabar Rabbi Meir, who noten etzba ben shineha. Which means, literally means, he's putting his finger in her mouth, which literally means, if she bites it, it's his fault. And therefore, we say like this, it's his problem, which means, she can then request and say, hey listen, say nu nefesh over here, you caused me to suffer, I can't eat fruit now, I want a divorce. And the deen is what? Give her a divorce, right away, and pay the ketubah. And the husband can't come along and say, hey, what do you want from me? She made the neder. No. You put your finger in her mouth, you caused to be bit off because you were mekayem the neder. And therefore, that's the reason why. Which means, in this case, so many we're talking about where she made the neder, she's asking for a get immediately. She wants a divorce right now. It's not a case over here where the husband made the neder. When the husband made the neder, so then we come along and say, he'll regret, give him time, maybe he'll find a petah. In this case over here, she's coming along and saying she wants a gerushin. And the husband cannot come along and say, hey, wait, you caused it to yourself. No. Husband, it's your fault. Why? Because you were mekayem the neder. How are you mekayem the neder? You kept quiet. Or you were mekayem it. So therefore, that's the case over here. Look at that. She. Kasabar mimi iru. Let's actually look at the fourth line. Shinadra. He. Uma yesh lo od lehamtin. Which means, what are you going to gain by waiting in this case? Which means she wants to leave and get her ketubah. She's not looking for a petach. She wants out. But when he made the neder, like the resha, for example, he says, I'm not giving you mezonot. Maybe he can get out of it. When she's asking for the get, what do you mean petach? She's not looking to get out of it. She wants to get with a ketubah. Of the kasabar b'meiru shkayim natan etzva b'chineh v'shicha, right? He put the finger in her mouth and she bit. Lefichi yitik ketubah v'stamman itin b'meiri. So that's the way we're understanding. Now the Gemara is going to challenge this answer. So it's very important to understand the two ways of learning this Mishnah. Now, when somebody's going to ask you how to learn our Mishnah, the case of the pirot, let's say, according to Rav, the case of the pirot is he's making the neder. The husband's making the neder, which means he's saying, I'm osering you from my nechasim if you eat this peri. Okay? And it's talking about where he did it, sitam. And therefore, get right away, ketubah right away. Because according to the Rav, in the Stam case, you got to give the divorce right. Shmuel says, no. The case is talking about where she made the neder. She says, I'm not eating this peri. Okay, that answers the other question. How could, you know, she become a suit to eat a peri? Well, she can do whatever she wants. It's her life. She can osir herself to the peri. And the husband was mekayim. Even Shmuel will agree in that case. Give her the get right away. Because what are you waiting for? Which means she's really coming along to say, now, I want to get. So what are you waiting for? She wants to get. She wants to get a ketubah. So therefore, waiting is not going to be, not going to serve anybody. And we're following the Bimi'ir Shita that says that it's his fault. I mean, you can't come along and tell the husband, hey, this husband has to pay the ketubah. The husband maybe can come along and say, I'm not paying the ketubah. You made the neder yourself. It's your fault. No. He put his finger in her mouth, and if she bit it, it's his fault. That's a very important sevara. The Bimi'ir blames the husband for being mekayem the neder. So therefore, it's his fault. That's why he has to pay the ketubah. So the Ebe Gerava says, the Bimi'iru, the Sabar Bimi'iru, who noted Esra ben Shinea? Hold it. Does the Bimi'ir indeed hold this sevara? That when the husband is mekayem the neder, it's his fault? It's like he's putting his finger in his wife's mouth and she bit it off? That tanya, we have a bright that it says the opposite. Why? Ha'isha shenadra b'nazir. I have a lady, she made a vow that she wants to come in nazir. No, nazir is, it's against the husband really now. She can't have wine, she can't have grapes. You know, it's a change of lifestyle. V'shama b'hada v'lo hefar. The husband heard the neder and he did not absolve it. Now, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Omrim, so you have Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda say, he natna etzba ben shineha. he comes along and they say, she, it's her fault, which means she put her finger in her own mouth, which means it's her fault now. And therefore, lefichach im ratza ba'al lehafer, yafer, means if the husband wanted to be mefer at the time that he heard it, fine. Ve'im amari, if she be'isha nadranit, or he wants to come along and say, listen, I'm not interested in such a wife over there, made herself a nazira, tetzeh shelo bichtubah. She goes out without a ketubah. Why? It's her fault. So you clearly see the Bimi Yiro's why. She put her own finger in her mouth and bit it. V'Rabbi Yosef, V'Rabbi Elazar omrim, hu noten etzra ben shineha. No, in this case, it's his fault because he was mekayem the neder. Lefichach. Im ratza ba'al le'afer yafer. If he wanted to, he should have been mefer the neder. V'im amar yefshi b'ishan adranit. But if he comes along and says, I don't want to ishan, that's his neder ana. Yotzi v'yiten ketubah. He has to pay the ketubah because it's his fault. But what do you see from this braita? Well, actually, from this braita, you see that Rabbi Meir holds that what it's the lady's fault. That when she makes the neder and the husband is mekayim, the onus is on the lady. She put her own finger in her mouth. That goes against what we just said now in the name of Rabbi Meir from our Mishnah. Right? Comes again when it says ipuch. So switch the sheet around. No problem. Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda omrim who noten. Which means putting the Bimi in and the Bimi to say that what? He put the finger in the mouth and caused her to bite it off, which is consistent now with our Mishnah. Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Elazar, and switch Rabbi Yosef. Now, I think about that as a problem. So he's saying, according to Rabbi Yosef, he not now, which is you're putting the onus on the lady, right? She put a finger in her mouth and bit it off, which means helpful, but she's, if the husband wants to divorce her, he can divorce her without giving her a ketubah. Oh, the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Sabar, Rabbi Yosef, he not now. Now, where's going to be Yosef? The way you reconstructed the braita, you have a problem with the Biyoseh. Does the Biyoseh say that the onus is on the lady? Now we have a Mishnah. The Biyoseh Omer, our Mishnah actually. Ba'aniyut shelo natan kitzpa. What did we learn in that Mishnah with the aniyut? I was talking about the kishutim. Right? When the husband makes a neder, or let's say she makes a neder, that what? She's not going to put on makeup anymore. And the husband, let's say, was Mekayim, right? So what do we say over here? Depends if she's a aniya or a ashira. So what does that? She say ba'aniyut shelo natan kitzpa yotzi, which is say she's a poor lady and he didn't give a time limit. It was open ended. Yotzi v'yitek ketubah alma hu noten, which is master has to pay the ketubah. Dehav benadrahi v'kayem hu kim nadam nitin. So how are we learning this case according to Shmuel? According to Shmuel, the case is talking about where she made the neder and he was Mekayim. And what do we say in that case? That she claims to divorce. She said, I'm not wearing makeup. I'm not wearing makeup. I'm osed myself from a certain besamim. The husband came along and said, what? I'm Mekayim. Now the lady comes along and says, hey, I want a divorce. What's the deen? Divorce, pay the ketubah. So what do you see? That means he put his finger in her mouth, and it's his fault if she bit. And then who she ties that? Rabbi Yosef. Oh, so how could you tell me in the Braita that the Rabbi Yosef says it's her fault? From the Mishnah's Mashma, it's his fault because he's making her pay. Ketubah. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. Ema Rabbi Meir v'Rabbi Yosef omrim hu noten. Okay, so put Rabbi Meir with Rabbi Yosef. Keep on switching the sheetot around. Put Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yosef together. That says what? Hu noten. Meaning it's his fault. And Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbi Elazar omrim. Put the other two rabbis and say what? He natna. Good. Well, only one problem. Well, now you have a problem with the Biyuda. The Biyuda, you want to tell me it's her fault? He not na? We have a Mishnah that says what? The Biyuda Omer. Bi Yisrael Yom Echad Yekayim. Which is what we say by us. Look at that she. Gabesh Shelot Tom. That was our Mishnah, by the way. That talked about a case where, let's say, she says, that she cannot eat, let's say, a fruit. Or something like that, that type of thing. When she made the neder, and he was mekayim. The okimna benadrai v'kayim uve. Come on, Rabbi Yehuda, yom echad yekayim. Rabbi Yehuda said, one day the neder is kayim, but anything more than one day, what does it say? Yotzi v'yeten ketubah. Oh, so he was mekayim. He starts to pay the ketubah. That means what? That means he put the finger in her mouth, and it's his fault if she bit. So how could you tell me the Biyuda says it's the lady's fault? Why does the Biyuda say that Mishnah you're going to give a ketubah then? So it must be what? It's his fault. So the Gemara says, fine. Am I read the Braita like this? Rabbi Meir, v'Rabbi Yehuda, v'Rabbi Yosef, Omrim Hunotin. Which is put three rabbis on one side. That they all say what? It's his fault for being Mekayim. And put Rabbi Elazar on the other side. Rabbi Elazar Omer, he natna. Good, so that's the way we reconcile the Braita. Which is a strange way to reconcile the Braita, because you're putting three rabbis on one side and one rabbi on the other. So the Gemara is going to give an alternate answer. The Gemara says, zuge zuge ketani. But if you rather just say, if there's four rabbis in the Braita, and then you want to put two rabbis on one side and two rabbis on the side and pair them up. But what was the problem? The problem was because the way we paired up Rabbi Meir, originally we paired him up saying it's the lady's fault. But that doesn't work with our Mishnah, because the Mishnah says it's the man's fault. That's why Rabbi Meir, Stam Mishnah Rabbi Meir, that's why he said you have to pay a ketubah. So the Gemara says we can answer that way. Ema Rabbi Meir v'Rabbi Elazar omnim hi natna. Put Rabbi Meir on the side that says hi natna, meaning it's her fault. And Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbi Yosef omnim hu noten. And how are we going to answer this tidana between Rabbi Meir and our Mishnah? Hastama, look at Rabbi Meir. Don't say Stam Mishnah Rabbi Meir. Say our Mishnah that said what? That he has to pay the ketubah is not going like Rabbi Meir, which is normally you assume Stam Mishnah Rabbi Meir. But if we have a stira between a braita and a Mishnah, so we'll say this Stam Mishnah is not Rabbi Meir, and therefore we don't have a contradiction. The braita really Rabbi Meir holds it's her fault. Our Mishnah is like somebody else that really says it's his fault if he has to pay the ketubah. Now the Gemara says, new point, the sabar Rabbi Yosef ba'aniyut. Shelo Natan Kitzba, which means what do we learn according to Rabbi Yosef in our Mishnah? We're learning the case now according to Shmuel. She made the neder. He was mikayem the neder on kishut. For example, she says, "I'm not wearing a certain type of perfume." Okay, good. And what happened? He heard that. He said, "I'm mikayem the neder." Oh, as a result, what happened? He says, "By an aniyah, if you left it open ended, and we'll see what open ended means. But if you left it she'en la kitzba, already has to divorce her and he has to pay her a." But what do you see? That the neder is hal. Good? So the Kabbalah says, Alma ba'al matze mefer. Which means, you see from here, but the husband had a right to be mefer. More importantly, you see that the neder was hal. Because obviously, we're saying the husband was mekayem. That means obviously the neder was a neder. He was mekayem. And if he wanted to, he could have been mefer the neder. Right? Which is that's the point. The neder is a neder. Is that so? What's the problem? Look at Rashi. Alma ba'al matzim mefer nidre kishut medekanis le ketubah al shekeimo. But for the fact that he was mekayem, and then you're making him pay the ketubah now, that's mitzvah he had the ability to be mefer. The Gemara says, hold it. Urmin hu, we have a contradiction. Elu devarim sheba'al mefer. Remember rule now. The husband has right to be mefer certain types of nidarim that the wife makes. Not every nidar, but certain nidarim that the wife makes, the husband has the right to be mefer. What are they? Devarim sheyesh bahem einui nefesh. Which means things that cause the lady einui nefesh. What is einui nefesh? Agony or pain. Example, the Gemara gives. What are these einui nefesh cases over here? Im irhas, im lo irhas. If I bathe, if I don't bathe. What type of neder is that? If I bathe, if I don't bathe? Look at Rashi. Im irhas, im lo irhas. Benedarim mefaresh la. De amra, te'aser hana'at rechisa alai. Im irhas. Which means, she says, if I bathe once, it'll be forbidden for me to bathe forever. That's the first one. Im irhas, which is, if I bathe once, it becomes forbidden to me subsequently forever. Ushpu'a shelo irhas. The second neder she makes is, im lo irhas, meaning, or shuwa that I'm not going to bathe. Second one, vechen im et kashet. If I ever put on bisamim, ta'aser hana'at kishut alai. It'll be forbidden. The next time I put on bisamim, from that point on it becomes forbidden forever. Im bisamim et kashet ad zman ploni. Or she might say she forbids herself for bisamim to a certain amount of time. So I'm reading that again. Vechen im et kashet te'aser anat kishut alai im bebesamim et kashet adzman ploni. Which means, if I put on the besamim by a certain time, it's going to become forbidden to me forever. Next Rashi. Im lo et kashet, shivuash lo et kashet. So it's two different types of nedarim. But basically the same thing. She's forbidding herself to either rechitza, or she's forbidding herself to kishut. Let's read that inside again to get it clear. Elu devarim shabal mefer. The following items, the husband has the ability to be mefer. And what are they? Tevarim sheyesh bem einu nefesh. Things that are cause the pain, cause einu nefesh, right? Tsar. What are they? Im irhas, meaning number one, she says, if I bathe, once I bathe, bathing becomes forbidden to me indefinitely. Im lo irhas. Or she comes along and says, I'm not bathing anymore. Im it kashet, meaning if I put on besamim, besamim becomes forbidden to me indefinitely. Im lo it kashet. Or she makes a vow, what? I'm not doing any kishut anymore. Why? She washed it kashet. Amar bi Yosef, en elu nidre inui nefesh. That's not inui nefesh. That's not considered inui nefesh, which means she can make such a neder on herself, which means that the first she tells what? These nedarim, the husband has the right to be mefer, meaning the neder is hal, it's a neder, and the husband has the right to be mefer the neder. Right? Elu devar, get the statement clearly. Elu devar shabal mefer. And what are the examples of the baal able to be mefer? These type of cases. What does the biyokseh come along and say? In elu nedre einu nefesh. Which means these nedarim over here, according to the biyokseh, they're not hal at all. Elu he nedre einu nefesh. What's considered einu nefesh type of nedarim? Shelo ochal basar. Oh. She makes a neder, I'm not going to eat meat. Veshelo ishte yayin. Veshelo itkashet bebigdet sif'onim. She comes up and says, I'm not going to wear colored clothes. That's already considered a genayin bizayon to the husband, that she's not going to wear these type of clothes. That's considered already a neder of inui nefesh. But all that other stuff, you see not. Which means stam kishut, besamim, and stuff like that, that's not considered inui nefesh to the husband. That doesn't affect the husband so much. But if she's not going to eat meat, and not going to eat wine, that's going to affect her to the extent which is considered inui nefesh type of neder, where the husband has a right to nullify them. But what do you see over here? The husband cannot be mefer a neder shelot et kashet, which means like this, let's review, let's say clearer. Not every neder can a husband be mefer for his wife, that's the point. We thought till now, any neder she wants to make, the husband has the right to nullify. Now we're learning that there's certain restrictions that the hachamim put on what type of nedarim can a husband be mefer on his wife. Okay, which type can he? The rule is things of inui nefesh, which means things that are going to cause him... She's, let's say, abstaining from certain things that are going to cause him hardship. So the law is what? He has veto power, we'll call it, yeah? So the Gemara says, what's considered inui nefesh? Bathing, besamim, stuff like that. He has veto power. Comes the Biyosis, that's she wants to make that type of neder? It's hal, he has no veto power. He has no veto power. You understand? So I didn't give him rights to every neder. She wants to say, I'm not bathing anymore. Okay, you're stuck. I'm not putting on besamim. You start. Oh, so what's inui nefesh?
Is it na-na in that case then?
Huh?
Is it na-na in that case then?
How is it na-na?
No, she's the one who's putting her finger in her mouth. Meaning. If
no. Before you can put it, she's making the. He doesn't have rights to veto. It's nothing to do with she. Yeah, which means she does it. She cannot claim she wants a divorce with a ketubah. Correct.
Okay.
Now, what's the point? What's considered inui nefesh? I'm not eating meat. I'm not eating wine. Kanere, she gets weak from that. Now she cannot be, a good wife. Whatever it is that affects the husband, mefer power. I'm not wearing colored clothes. That's already kanere. It was a big bizayon. If she's not going to wear colored garments, that already is like inui nefesh. He could be mefer. But what do you see over here? In our Mishnah, it was soter that. Because what did our Mishnah say? They have the case where the lady made a neder. What did she say? I'm not wearing besamim. He was mekayem the neder. Mashma, he could have been mefer the neder. What do you mean? I thought he cannot be mefer. No veto power on a besamim item. But a biyoseh. Stay down the biyoseh. Barak comes along and says, Hacha b'may askinan. Oh, so what are we talking about over here? Which means, how are you going to explain the kishut to the Mishnah? Can't explain it to be besamim. Because besamim, according to the biyoseh, he has no veto power. Hacha b'may askinan bedvarim shebeno lebena. Oh, so we're talking about over here, when we say kishut, it's talking about intimate items. The very should be known about kegon, Rashi, sama meshir et ha-se'ar. The ladies used to take a certain depilatory, turned up as sam, mekom erva, in order to take off the hair. That already, the husband has veto power. But that's already been on the benar. That's already going to affect him. Because when he has the tashmid, he doesn't want the sa'arot over there. It could be it's mitzayirim. So therefore, that type of item, that's considered already kishut. Not the stamp besamim. Besamim, he can't say anything about besamim. But things that are going to affect him, ben ode bena, he has a right. Let's hold it. That only works according to the Shita that says the husband has right to mefer, intimate items like that. But there's a Shita that says, even on the ben ode bena item, doesn't matter. Now, how do you know there's a machlok on this subject? The itmar. The private intimate items like that. Ravuna Amar, Ravuna says, Haba'al Mefir. That the husband has a right to be Mefir because he comes along and says, he's giving me a tzad, there's sa'arot over there like that. Rav Adda Bar Ahava Amar, Rav Adda Bar Ahava says, En Haba'al Mefir. He cannot make a veto on that. Why? Shalom Matsinu Shu'al Shemit Ba'afar Pir. We never saw a fox die from some dirt in his, how did you explain the word pir?
Foxhole.
In his foxhole. Which means, guy's not going to die for some hair, be'oto makum. So therefore, you never saw a fox die from some dirt in his foxhole, so the guy's not going to die. He has to veto. What do you make a veto? This is not something that's been a new nefesh. You have to acclimate. Oh, so according to that, what's the kishut then? He doesn't have veto power even on the men on the banana. So what's the kishut to the Mishnah? So the Gemara says, right, she says, right, that's the hole, the foxhole. He's Baki, the husband in that place over there. He knows not to get damaged from the tzarot. It's talking about where she made the kishut dependent on the Tashmisha Mita, which means on an item that she can make a neder on, but she hung the kishut on the Tashmish. How? The Amra, she came along and said, Ye'asir hana'at Tashmishcha alai, im it kashit. Meaning, she says, if I put on Bisamim, I'm forbidding myself from the hana'at of your Tashmish. Oh, so now already he's able to make a veto on when it comes to the Tashmish issue. Tashmish issue is Vadai, it's Enu Nefesh. But why? How did she say? She connected it to the Kishut, which means technically if she doesn't put on the Besamim, everything's fine. Everything's good. But what? In the event that I'm going to be Mitkashet, so then already I'm asserting the Hanab, the Tashmish. So now that's an item that he can nullify. So that's what it meant when it said Kishut. So comes Gebaran says, right, so what's the reason why he can nullify? Because if he's gonna put on this besamim, he loses a tashmish. So comes Gemara and says, "Kedamar Rav Kahana, Damar Rav Kahana, hanaat tashmishi alecha," which means kofe umeshamashto, which means if she comes along, the wife, and she says, "Hanaat tashmishi alecha," I'm ossering you from the hanaat of my tashmish. She cannot say that. It's tashmish. She cannot osed him, right? It's this item. Kofe umsemeshto. You can force her and have tashmish. Yeah, that means nothing. You cannot osed something that's not yours. Hana'at tashmishcha alai. She can osed herself. I'm osedding the hana'a of your tashmish on me. Then already the deen is yafir. He's got a veto now. Lefi she'en ma'achilim le'adam dabar asulo. Right? You can't feed a person something that's forbidden to him. Which means she's already osering the tashmish. So now he's going to go with her. It's like he's feeding her something that's forbidden to her. Meaning she has a right to her body. She has no right to his body to osir. But she can osir to himself. Good. So now we understand the last case of the Mishnah. The Kishut case was talking about according to this understanding. She came along and said, if I put on Bisamim, I'm not allowing myself, I'm osiring myself from the hanab of his tashmish. He comes along and says, what? He has a right to be mefer. If he was mekayim, so now what are we learning? According to Biyoseh, you put your finger in her mouth, and she bit it, it's your fault. And then what she can say, I want to get, and you got to pay the ketubah. But the Gemara has to hold it. There's other options over here. Velotit kashet velot asir. Which means, what do you got to get to this whole business over here, that you're making them get a divorce and all that? Just tell her. Okay, don't put on Bisamim. Don't put on Bisamim. You'll never become Asut Tashmish. And finish. Why is the solution of the Mishnah get? What do you have to get for? And she made it. The Ned is Hal, but work around it. Kabbalah says, Imken Karula Menuvelet. Impossible. Eventually, by the time she's not going to put on Bisamim for a long time, what's going to end up happening? Her friends are going to start to call her a Menuvelet, that she's despicable, she smells, things like that. It's a matter of time. She's going to have to put on Bisamim. So it's just a matter of time when the Tashmish is going to become Asur. So we say it's inevitable. Therefore, you got to get divorced right away. So the Gemara says, Vetit Kashet Vetit Asir. Now the Gemara goes the reverse way. you know what? Let her put on besemim. And you know what? Let her become forbidden for tashmish. Which means, we'll, basically, what is she saying? I'm forbidding myself for tashmish. That's basically what she's saying when she says, you know, if I put on besemim. So you know what? We have a precedence of this already. According to Bet Shammai, we have the rule is what? It's 2 weeks. We have Bet Neder. What's the maximum? 1 week. So therefore, after 2 weeks, then it's over. After 1 week, it's over. She's let the neder and bihal. The guy wasn't veto. He didn't mefer. She put on the besamim. Good. Just means it's asur. 1 week. And then go back. What do you actually get it divorced immediately? The Gemara said, no. When did we say Bet Shammai Bet Neder? Hani mile hecha de adra ihu. That's when he made the neder. Which is when he was osed himself from the tashmish. That's when we gave the 1 week and the 2 week rule. Why? The savra, because she thinks what? Mirtach rachtach ilavai. Okay, he got angry at me, which happens. Husband gets angry at the wife, so he makes like some type of neder like that. Fehashta motiv dachter. Listen, after a week, he'll calm down and you know it'll go away. And that's why we say give him a week. Aval hacha dinadra ihi. This case, let's get the case. She made the neder. Right? Vishatikla. And he kept quiet, which means he verified her neder. Well, she made the neder what? If I put on bisamim, the tashmish is going to be forbidden. And he kept quiet. Savra, so she says, b'di'ishtik misnahu disanavi. The fact that he kept quiet, that shows what? He hates me. He really hates me. Which is what did he keep quiet for? So therefore, she wants out. Which means she don't want to wait a week now. She says, you hate me now, I want a divorce right away. But you don't give the week is, when he makes the neder, the logic is what? She understands it. I guess he made a neder, he's angry, you know. His cost will pass, a week later, everything will be okay. But she ain't getting here. He didn't say anything. She made the neder, what? And he took the advantage when she made the neder. He says, yeah, accept. What, you accept? Means you hate me over here, huh? So therefore, you know, she wants to get right away. So in that case over there, we don't wait a week, we don't wait 2 weeks for the Bet Shammai. Comes the Gemara and says, Rabbi Yosef omer ba'aniyut shelo natan kitzba. We said, by a poor girl, poor lady, we said that when it's open-ended, meaning she comes along and says, I'm not wearing the perfume, and if I don't wear the perfume, I'm osetting, let's say, the tashmish, right? So if she gave a certain time, okay, so then you just work it out for that certain time, it's not a problem. But by an aniyah, if it's, there's no limit. She's, lona tan kitzba, if she didn't give a time frame, the deen is what? Immediate divorce, and you have to give a ketubah. So the Gemara says, vekama kitzba, which means, okay, lona tan kitzba, I understand it's open-ended, but what is the kitzba by an aniyah? So the Gemara says, Amar Shmuel, Yav Chodesh, 12 months. Rabba Bar Bar Hana, Mar Rabbi Yohanan, Eser Shanim, 10 years. Rav Hazda Amar Abimi, Regel, Sheken Benot Yisrael, Mitkashtot Beregel. One regel. Which means like this. An Aniyah doesn't wear Besemim that much. It's not her thing. She's not accustomed to wear Besemim that much. So if the lady makes an edil as such, well, let's say she forbids herself from Bisamim and the husband's Mikayem the Neder, if according to one opinion she did it for 1 year, 1 year is acceptable. That's considered normal practice. Anyway, for an Aniyah, she doesn't wear Bisamim that often anyway. So therefore, the Neder, let's say, is Hal. Some say, no, it's not 12 months, it's 10 years. And that's how far she doesn't wear Bisamim. And some say, no, it's still the next Regil, because the ladies wear, let's say, Bisamim from one Regil, Aniyot from one Regil to another Regil. So when it says open-ended means more than a year, or more than 10 years, or more than one Regil. That's the interpretation according to our Gemara. Let's read the Rashi. Vekama kitzba. Kelomar im natan kitzba. Let's say the husband gave, or the lady gave a kitzba. Ad kama lo chayfinan le lehotzi, which means normally we tell the husband after a certain time, you will mekayem the neder. What's the rule we're working with? You put the finger in her mouth, she bit it off. It's your fault. Give her a divorce and pay the ketubah. Now, but there's a certain point that you're going to say he doesn't have to pay the ketubah. Well, it's not his fault. What's considered normal by an aniyah? So the Gemara says 1 year. 10 years, one day. Those are the different she thought. Up until that point, she cannot come along and say, I want ketubah. He says, I don't do anything I don't normally. You're aniyah. How much perfume you don't wear anyway? That's not your derech anyway to wear. So therefore, that's the normal derech. But ashira is much less. Ashira was said in the Mishnah is 30 days. Because she wears perfume more often. So Gemara says, Ba'ashirut lamidyom. Right? Which is anything after lamidyom, she can come along and claim to her husband, I want a divorce, and he has to pay. Ketubah. So the Gemara says, Mai shena lamidyom. Where'd you get 30 days from? Why not every day? It should be one day. So Amar Rabbeya sheken isha hashua nehenit mereach kishuteha lamidyom. It seems that the perfume in those days was strong. It lasted for 30 days, which means she has hana'a still from the smell of the perfume from 30 days. After 30 days already, the hana'a is over. So if she's going to set perfume on herself, and the husband, let's say, is mekim the neder, it's his fault. You cause her not to wear perfume for more than 31 days, get right away and give a divorce. But within 30 days, she can't say, I want a divorce. Well, yeah, anyway, you normally, you have hana'a still within 30 days. I didn't take you out of your normal Derech, so that we cannot claim, she cannot claim a ketubah. So that's the din over there. Comes the next Mishnah. Hamadir et ishto. Okay, interesting case. Guy makes a neder against his wife. Shelo telech lebet abiha. He says, you can't go to your father's house. He bans her from going to her father's house. Now, bizman shu'ima ba'ir. If they live in the same city, which means his father-in-law and his wife, obviously they're in the same city. So then the rule is, Chodesh Echad Yekayim. If he bans her for a month, okay, that's a valid neder. The neder is fine. Shinayim, but already 2 months, Yotzi V'yitin Ketubah. She can come along and say, hey, that's not reasonable. We're living in the same city. 2 months I can't go? Immediately, Yotzi V'yitin Ketubah. She can claim that she wants Ketubah. Ubizman Shihu Bi'ir Aheret. Oh, but when you're living in different cities, so obviously they don't visit that much. So you have more of a leeway there. So regel echad yikayim. Right, one regel already, that's normal. You're going to miss one holiday with your parents, you can't go, that already we can accept. That's already yikayim, the neder is good. Shilosha yotzi v'yitin ketubah. But tell the lady you're going to miss 3 regalim with your parents, already yotzi, she can claim I want a divorce and you have to pay her the ketubah. Now the Mishnah does not discuss 2. It jumps from 1 to 3. The Gemara is going to discuss what about 2 regalim. Good. Next case. Hamadir et ishto. Shelo telech lebet avel. Let's say he says, makes a neder against his wife, you cannot go to the house of mourning. Or lebet mishteh. Or for whatever reason he claims, you cannot go to the wedding. I don't want you to go to weddings. It's osera. Yotzi v'yitin ketubah. Which means she can say right away, listen, I want out and I get a ketubah. Why? B'ptesh no'el b'faneah. He is stopping her from doing mitzvot. She wants to go do Nihum HaMadi, she wants to go mitzvot Tzimchat HaTav V'Kala, divorce. But if he has a good claim, why he's stopping her from going to these places? Mishum davar acher. Which means because she thinks she's going to be violated. There's good, not nice people over there in these places. So she's worried, he's worried, if I let my wife go to these places, davar acher, means it's going to be ni'uf or something like that. Dashai. Then already, the neder is considered a valid neder. Amar la. Last case of the Mishnah, he tells his wife, "Al menat shetomri lifloni ma she'amartli." He makes a certain condition, which is he made a neder to his wife, as the neder is contingent on the fact that you'll tell so and so what you told me. Then the Gemara will give us the details exactly what the guy's doing here, or ma she'amarti lach, or the opposite, what I told you. Right, you'll tell somebody else. That's my neder is contingent on that. Or shetehem mimalea umeara leashpa. Or you say my neder is contingent on the fact that you'll go and you'll fill up an empty stuff into the garbage dump. Yotzi v'yitin ketubah. Any of those last type of 3 type of nedarim,
she doesn't have to
acquiesce. She can ask for a get right away and get a ketubah. The Gemara she tells us says to wait. We got those cases in the Gemara. Let's read Gemara now. Gemara says, Hagu Fakasha. We had the case, the second case of the Mishnah, where the in-laws lived in a different city. So he said, what? He can stop her with a neder, one regel. One regel, yikayim. The neder is a neder, everybody's good. 3 regalim, no good. 3 regalim already, that's too much. Yotzi v'yitin ketubah. So the Gemara has a question. Hagu Fakasha. Amat regel echad yikayim. Right, you said one regel, it's a valid neder. Hashnayim, yotzi v'yitin ketubah. Implying what? That 2 is no good. You got to give a ketubah right away. Ema sefa, but I ask a question from the sefa. Shilosha, yotzi v'yitin ketubah. 3, you got to get her out with a ketubah. Mashma, what? Hashnayim, yekayim. That's called a gufa kasha. Understand the technique of a gufa kasha. Whenever you see the words gufa kasha, it means the implications are contradictory. So comes to Gemara and says, Amar Abaye. Abaye says like this: Sefa atan lekohenet verbi Yehudahi. Which means like this. You remember we learned in the last Mishnah, we learned Rabbi Yehudah shita by a kohenet. What was Rabbi Yehudah shita by a kohenet? Since a divorce of a kohenet is final, right? You can't come back. So we give a little more leeway when it comes to a kohenet, when it comes to divorcing a kohenet. So therefore like this. You're right. A regel Yisrael, after already one regel, divorce v'yitin ketubah. Which means anything more than one regel, meaning two or three, you'd see v'yitin ketubah. That's the implication of the resha. The resha that says one is fine, mashma, two is no good. That's why Yisrael. Why? Because we're strict by Yisrael. You know, because you can take her back if you get divorced. So whenever we can afford to be strict. Mashenkin the sefa that said three, mashma what that two is okay. That's why a kohenet. Which means if you are madir the kohen is madir his wife. You can't go to your father's house for two regalim. It's okay. You kayim. Why? Because we don't want to make it too difficult. Because once he gets divorced, he might be mitharet and he cannot take a bath. Right. So that's the chiluk. And that's Alibad Rabbi Yehuda that gave almost the queen a little more leeway so his marriage doesn't get, so he doesn't regret it. We have a different answer now. Rabba bar Ula Amar, Nakasha. He gives a different answer. Kan be redufa, kan be she'ena redufa. There's different type of ladies. There's type of lady that's called the redufa. What's the redufa? She's always running back to her father's house. And then you have another type of lady, she's in a redufa, which means once she leaves her father's house, she's not always running back home. So therefore, it depends. If she's a type of lady that's redufa, so then already, even after one regel, which is one regel is the maximum, you already say that two times, she's a redufa, meaning it's a derech to go back. Two times, you'll see me thinking tuba. But on an ena redufa, she's not custom already. So therefore, if he's banning her two times, it's also okay. But three times already, by the end of the Dufa, even by the end of the Dufa, that's already a problem. So that's Hiduk. Once already, we gave this Hidush over that there's two type of ladies. It's the Dufa and the end of the Dufa, which is a certain type of ladies. Once they get married, they're with their husband. That's it. They're happy. They stay with the husband. No problem. Some ladies, they get married, they're still connected to the home. So the Gemara is going to give us a Pasuk and Shira Shirim to tell us that's the relationship that Klai Yisrael has with Borei Olam. But what does the Pasuk say? As Aiti Be'enav Kemuset Shalom. Right? This Pasuk is talking about in Shir HaShirim, it's talking about the relationship that we have Klai Yisrael with Borei Olam. As Aiti Be'enav, which means Klai Yisrael, God is saying that Bnei Yisrael was with Borei Olam, so to speak, Kemuset Shalom, like they found Shalom. What does that mean? Amar Rabbi Yohanan, Kekala Shenimsa Shelema Bebet Hamiha. Like a lady that feels complete or happy in her in-law's house, which means she got married, she's comfortable there, and she can't wait to go home, not to stay home, to go tell her parents how happy she is with her husband. Right? Shalom is like a lady that found solace, she found peace. Where did she find peace? By her husband. And she's redufa, she's running back home, not to go back home, but to say what? Lagit shebahat shebet hamiya, to come along and say, wow, look how good the marriage is over there. Good. So the Gemara comes along and says, on the Pasuk, V'aya b'yom ahu ne'um Hashem, Borei Olam says, where's this prophecy in Hoshaya? Tikri'i ishi, come the day you're going to call God, Ishi, my husband. It's a way of saying husband, Ishi. Velo tikri'i li od ba'ali. And you're not going to call me anymore ba'ali. So that she says that ba'ali was more like my master, like Adon, you're stuck, right? Ishi is more like Lashon Ishut, where you're there, Beratzon. So it says there's going to come a time where the relationship between Klal Yisrael and Borei Olam, we're going to call Borei Olam Ishi, which means it's not going to be against our will. It's going to be happily. So the Pasuk says, Amar b'Yohanan kekala bebet hamiha. It's going to be like a kala that she's happy in her in-laws, by her father's house. Ve'lo kekala bebet abiyah. But not like a kala that's engaged. that she's still by her father's house, which means it's going to be Kbali. You still have, you know, the father's jurisdiction. But Ishi, you're totally in the jurisdiction of the husband. So that's what it means over there, which means the Baali's Lashon Adanut. That's the way that she explains in Hosea over there. It's Adanut. But in those times over there, it's going to be Me'ahaba, not Me'ir'ah. Meaning we're going to serve God like an Ish and not like a Baal. Baruch Amen.